Now, normally when it comes to harvest time, I have a kind of a free choice in what I get to speak on. It didn't happen this year. So you've read the passage, you've heard the passage. We've been looking at 1 Peter in the morning, so I'm kind of just taking the next bit. So it's harvest, and we're thinking about holiness. So there's the challenge. How do we link holiness and harvest together? Well, I think we've managed to do it. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to think about the difference between things that are perishable and things that are imperishable. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, here's a picture of some perishable foods. Things like vegetables, things like fruit, milk, cheese, eggs, okay? If we were to put perishable foods in these bins, does anyone know what would happen? Yes, Jonah? They'd rot, wouldn't they? So they'd turn a funny colour, they'd start to get a bit stinky, and if we ate them, then we'd feel a little bit sick. So we don't really want perishable foods in the bins because they don't last very long. But what we've asked for today, we've asked for non-perishable things. So non-perishable things are things like, we've got tins, has someone put shower gel in there? Someone's put shampoo. I'll have that, okay. There's a shower gel as well. Tell you what, I'm all right for washing for the next 6 months. I make it stretch, it's fine, just a bit at a time. But non-perishable things like tins, cereals, pastas. And the good thing about these is they last for a lot longer. Now, they don't last for like 15 years. So if you're to find a tin of beans and it's 15 years old, I suggest you don't eat it, okay? Because you're going to be feeling ill. But we've got perishable, we've got non-perishable. But actually, there's a third kind, and it's called imperishable. And that's something that will live or last forever. And in our passage today that John read for us in 1 Peter, there's three imperishable things that Peter talks about. And these three things are meant to motivate us to want to be holy. Remember what holy is? That desire to live, or that desire to follow King Jesus' word. And the first thing he talks about is heaven. In verse 4, if you've got your Bible open, in verse 4, he says that heaven is imperishable. Because Jesus died and because Jesus rose again, every Christian is going to go to heaven, and heaven is imperishable. Now, boys and girls, I don't know if you know about heaven, but heaven's going to be cool for a number of reasons. The first reason is there's golf all the time. No, I'm making that up. There's not. Okay. But I hope that there probably will be in golf because God's cool like that. But the first thing in heaven is God is there, which is fantastic. So we'll be with God. The second thing about heaven is there's no sadness. There's no tears. There's no hospitals. There's no hankies. There's no hearses. And the third thing about heaven is, what's the third thing about heaven? I've forgotten. So there's no sadness. But the third thing about heaven is it's imperishable. So it's going to be there for absolutely ever. And that wasn't the third thing. I've just saw my notes. The third thing is this, that heaven is going to be holy. Because God is there, it's going to be a holy place. And all the people who go to heaven are going to be holy when they're in heaven because there's no more sin. Now think about it like this, okay? If you don't like holiness, you're going to hate heaven. If you don't want to be holy in this life, then don't go to heaven. Because heaven is holy all the time. Let me try and illustrate it a little bit like this, okay? Just before I go on holiday, I think, right, Kathy, what do I need for on holiday? Oh, there's a golf course, isn't it, on holiday? Right, so golf course, you're probably going to need some golf shoes. Okay, so here's my golf shoes, okay? If I'm going to play golf, I need my golf shoes. I've got my golf clubs and my golf bag, thanks to my mum and dad, very generous. Thank you for that, very kind. I've got my golf balls somewhere, very few of them because I lost a lot in Scotland. But here's my golf balls, and I've got my clubs. Now, if I'm going to play golf on a golf course, I need my clubs, I need my shoes, I need my golf balls. It makes sense, doesn't it? But let me put it to you like this. If I know there's a golf course, and I don't take my clubs, I don't take my golf balls and I don't take my golf shoes, what conclusion are you going to come to? That I don't want to play golf. Think about that about heaven. If heaven is holy and we don't have any desire to be holy, do we really want to go to heaven? That must be the conclusion we come to, isn't it? If heaven is holy, but we have no desire to be holy, then we don't want to go to heaven. Because heaven is holy. Friends, let us have a desire for holiness to prepare ourselves for that destination, because heaven is holy too. So that's the first thing, imperishable thing. Heaven is holy, so we are to be holy in preparation for it. Now, the second thing that Peter talks about, he talks about Jesus. And it's always good to talk about Jesus, isn't it? Because we like Jesus here. But he gets to Jesus in a bit because he starts talking about futile things. Now, let me give you an example just very quickly of a futile thing. Okay, this is a balloon. We agree, don't we? Okay, what's the problem with balloons? Now, I'd not thought this through well, had I? Okay. Some balloons are stronger than others, aren't they? Now, I don't even have any nails, and I've took my keys out my pocket. Okay. So they are, aren't they? Some balloons are more sturdy than others. Okay, but we know eventually what's going to happen to a balloon. It pops. It's futile. It's perishable. It's not going to last forever. Now, friends, Peter says in our passage, if you look at verse 18, he says that we are ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. What's he talking about? He's talking about that sometimes we look to the things of this earth to give us lasting joy. And Peter would say they are futile things. They are things that are perishable. They are things that aren't going to last. Now, there's loads of great things about this world, isn't there? Sport is great. Music is great. Technology is great. Holidays are great, except if you were Thomas Cook. Okay, these things are great. But the Bible makes it really clear, if we're looking to them to build our life on these things, even people like family, wives, children, then it's dangerous because they're futile, i.e. they will perish, they will not last forever. We will be left heartbroken. And Peter says that what God has done, he has ransomed us. What that means is, in case I get the temptation to do another one, to be ransomed means that you're taken from one place and you're put in another. So if I'm putting all my trust in futile, perishable things, the Bible says that Jesus takes us from that place and he puts us into God's family, a forever family where we can live for things like holiness. Now, do you notice what he did, what God did? God didn't use things like gold and silver, because what's the word used to describe gold and silver? Perishable. Isn't that amazing? Gold and silver that we are told is so valuable. Gold and silver, which are the answers to all our problems. Peter says, no. They're perishable. The thing that's going to ransom us, the things that's going to give us lasting joy is what? It's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. It's this. Boys and girls, we come back to it all the time. We can't move away from the cross. You see, the Bible tells us, and our passage tells us, that Jesus was a lamb without spot or blemish. That means that Jesus Christ was holy. And when he died on the cross, he died for all my unholiness. All those times when I've looked to futile things to give me lasting joy. All those times when I've looked at perishable things more than God. Jesus Christ would die on the cross for me, for all my unholiness and all yours. So what's the reason to be holy? It's this. We are to give our lives to holiness because Christ gave his life for us. We are to give our lives to holiness because Jesus Christ gave his life for us. So boys and girls, why are to be holy? Because heaven is holy. Why are to be holy? Because Jesus Christ has died so we can be holy. Okay, and then finally, why else are we to be holy? Well, it tells us in the passage right at the end, verse 22 onwards, that God's word is imperishable. Now, that's really difficult. That's really difficult, and I'll tell you why. We live in a time, don't we, where it's really hard to know whose word is right and whose word is wrong. Okay? We hear some news, and we're not sure if it's real news or if it's fake news. Those people who were meant to trust, do you remember back in the day people used to trust politicians? Do you remember that? How many of us trust politicians today? I don't think any of us do. And then we have people online, at the touch of a screen, their words can influence millions of people just at the touch of a screen. And we're under pressure, aren't we, to find our own words and to be true to those words. If we live in an age like that, how on earth are we meant to follow this word? How on earth are we meant to be holy? Well, let me just finish with a quick story about a guy called Voltaire. He was a French atheist, and he lived around the year 1750, just at the age of the Enlightenment. That's when people believed that the Bible was irrelevant and outdated, and we were far superior. Sounds quite familiar, doesn't it? Anyway, Voltaire said this about the Bible. He said, in 100 years' time, the only place you will find a Bible is in a museum. Because he was saying the Bible is getting rid of, we don't need the Bible anymore. Well, Voltaire died, and in 1820, so less than 100 years he predicted, the Geneva Bible Society bought his house. And guess what they did with his printing press? They printed Bibles. Now, why is that? Because God's word is imperishable. The words that you're listening to now, whether they're your words, friends, families, celebrities, people on Twitter, whoever they are, they won't matter in 50 years' time. The words I'm speaking now, you will forget as I speak them, most of you. And some of you will forget in 50 seconds' time. But this word, we will still have in 10,000 years' time. Why? Because it's imperishable. Don't we want to put our trust in a word that will not fail us? Don't we want to build our lives on something that is immovable, that is imperishable? Well, the good news is we can, because God's word is imperishable. So 3 reasons why we should be holy this week is heaven, is Jesus, and it's God's word. But listen, holiness is not easy. It's not easy. You're going to get it wrong. You need to say sorry every day. But God has not left us alone to pursue holiness. If I had more time, I'd tell you in the passage that in verse 13, it tells us that God has given us his grace. In verse 22, it tells us that God has given us his church. And in verse 2, it tells us that God has given us his spirit. Friends, God has given us the reasons and the resources to pursue holiness. The question this morning is this: will you make holiness your thing? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for what is imperishable: heaven, Jesus, and the Bible. Help us to have a desire in our hearts to obey King Jesus' word. And I ask this in his name. Amen.